What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, in keeping with this month's tradition, we're going to explore another category of up close and personal. That's right, good old-fashioned beatdowns. Now, this article was published on the 24th of January, 2014. Husband convicted of offlining his ex-wife with a golf club. Boy, this dude took tee time to the ultimate level. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A judge threw the book at one man who was convicted of offlining his ex-wife with a golf club, allegedly over money. Inside Edition has the story. It was judgment day for 60-year-old Stephen DeMocker, a once high-flying wealthy stockbroker. He was convicted of offlining his ex-wife of 25 years, Carol. In an unspeakable act of brutality, he hid in the trees outside the home in Prescott, Arizona, then stormed in and bludgeoned her with a 7-wood golf club just a month after their divorce. There you go, gentlemen. The motivation as to why he put the mask on. Carol was on the phone with her mother, Ruth Kennedy, when the attack took place. Ruth called 911 and said, quote unquote, "I was on the phone with my daughter and she screamed and said, oh no, and the phone's gone dead." Ruth had no way of knowing that her daughter was being beaten to deletion with a golf club. She told the 911 operator, "We were just having our conversation, and then all of a sudden she just screamed and said, oh no, and then I haven't been able to get her to answer the phone back. You know, I'm afraid something's bad that has happened. You know, I'm just at my wit's end." HLN host Nancy Grace told Inside Edition, quote unquote, "The attack on Carol Kennedy was so violent, even the judge, who was supposed to remain impartial, said he could not get the photos of her deleted carcass out of his mind." Stephen once made $500,000 a year, but investigators discovered he owed Carol a whopping $6,000 a month in alimony. He was also the beneficiary of a $750,000 insurance policy on her life. Grace said, quote unquote, "Greed is one of the 7 deadly sins for a reason. And focus on deadly. This was all about money." Hold up. Let's put a pin right there. I find that extremely, and I do mean extremely, giving. that she would say it's all about money. At his sentencing, the offliner's two daughters pled with the judge to go easy on their dad, pointing out that the case was circumstantial and the only hard evidence were footprints and bicycle tracks outside the house that investigators said belonged to Stephen. His daughter, Charlotte, said, "I would not be the woman I am today without his guidance." Finally, the convicted terminator stood in court, still insisting that they had the wrong man. He said, "I didn't kill Carol. We loved each other for 25 years. Our marriage was over, but not our affection for each other. Justice for her is not accomplished by falsely accusing and then condemning the wrong man." But the judge disagreed. Stephen DeMarco will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Well. Now, once again, I find it extremely rich that Nancy Grace at that time would say that it's all about the money, when we know women do get divorced just for the cash and prizes. So the first question that comes to my mind is this: who filed for divorce and why? Because if the daughters are saying, "Hey, go easy on my dad," that means that obviously this dude did not file for divorce. Yeah. So that would mean also, if his daughters are speaking so highly of him, that means that there might not have been any huge marital problems, no dark marital secrets. Yeah. Something definitely went wrong with that woman. But what more can I say, gentlemen? There's far too many men who have been completely, and I do mean completely, blindsided by the war declared on them called divorce. Trust me, I know, especially in the military. I've seen far too many sailors come home from deployment to an empty fucking house. And guess what? That sailor, he still gets no damn support. But, oh my God, this guy is the bad guy because he decided to take matters into his own damn hands. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, sounds like he bomb rushed the place where she was. So I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution, the golf club of clubbing, I'm going to give that a 40. Psychological impact, there was nobody there at the time, so I'm just going to give that a 30. For the brutality factor, you know I'm going to give that a 40 since they said, "Oh my God, it was so brutal that I can't get it out of my mind." And of course, I'm going to throw in a uniqueness factor of 20. So Stephen, hole-in-one DeMarco, gets a score of 145. Ah, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. The fact that Nancy Grace was willing to say that he was the greedy one? No. We have far, and I do mean far, too many examples of women who divorce men, get into whole new relationships, refuse to marry the new guy because they know if they marry that new guy, then they get cut off from the money that they get from the old guy. I mean, hell, look no further than Florida. When DeSantis put into law that lifetime alimony was over in that state, oh, you saw all those old women and all those old divorced women lose their minds. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're going to go become Democrats now. Yeah, right. Fuck out of here. But no, a lot of women, yeah, cash and prizes. Once they're done, they say, you know what? I'm going to pull the cash and prizes lever. This guy was a wealthy stockbroker at the time. So, of course, he had lots of money. 25 years? Now, yeah. It doesn't say what state they were in. Oh, Arizona. Sorry. Now, I don't know if Arizona has lifetime alimony. If they do or they don't. I don't know. But if they did, holy shit, $6,000 a month? Yeah. Yeah. This dude was like, you know what? I got jail over my head anyway, so I may as well go by my own hand. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you wives out there around the world, well, especially here in America, because it's divorce is definitely a multi-billion dollar a year industry, but you need to understand this. When you divorce your husband, you really honestly think that the system is going to be there to protect you at all times, especially after you've decided to fleece that man's pockets? Oh, you truly, and I do mean you truly need to understand this. The social power you think you have whilst you're picking that man's pockets, while that man is forced to essentially be an indentured servant to you, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that the marital laws will never change, that's going to go out right along with it. Because guess what? Even if the laws don't change, guess what? Men have already still adapted by saying, fuck no to marriage. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.